from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
Right now on KPIX 5 and streaming on CBSN Bay Area, a mass shooting in an Oregon city overnight sent multiple people to the hospital. We've got the latest from the scene, plus.
It's going to be too late by the time they come.
A major push to expand coronavirus test availability, why some health experts say they won't get here in time.
I hid in the closet because I didn't know what to do.
An apparent crime spree in San Francisco caught on camera. We'll hear from residents targeted by the thieves. Good morning. It's Saturday, January 15. Thanks for joining us. I'm Gianna Franco. Let's start off with a quick check of our forecast. And joining me this morning, hello, meteorologist Brian Hackney.
Hello, Miss Franco. We've got a tsunami advisory in effect. Believe it or not, there was an undersea volcano off of Tonga that erupted, and it affected Tonga nearby. And it seems like some of those waves from the tsunami that was generated as a result could affect the West Coast by about 8 o'clock this morning. And in a situation like this, even though we don't have any, I've got to tell you, for me, it's a first, because usually tsunamis are the result of a big earthquake that is thousands of miles offshore. And this one from an undersea volcano is unusual, but there is an advisory in effect, meaning that we could detect the effects from this at about 8 in the morning around the San Francisco Bay Area. And that's all we know about it at the time. And obviously, we'll keep on top of it. In terms of the weather, more of the same. Have the details in a few minutes, Gianna.
All right, Brian, thank you. New this morning, a mass shooting in Oregon sends at least 6 people to the hospital, and one of them is in critical condition. The shooting happened during a hip-hop concert last night in downtown Eugene. Police say someone opened fire in a parking lot behind a building where the concert was going on. Now, they are looking for a suspect who was wearing a hooded sweatshirt. Authorities initially got around 30 calls about shots being fired.
Early in this investigation, while people were here, the crowd that was here was difficult to manage. It was hard for us to kind of get control of that scene. And there was not anybody that was willing to cooperate or to come forward and give us any kind of witness statements about what they may or may not have seen.
Investigators are still working to determine whether the shootings were random or targeted. The scramble to find at-home testing kits continues as the federal government releases new details on how every American can receive some tests for free. KPIX 5's Kenny Choi talked to a prominent health expert on whether the effort may be too late.
Like so many pharmacies, this one behind me is out of stock, but starting next week, you can go online to order these free rapid tests through a new federal website. Long lines to get tested throughout the Bay Area, empty shelves without any signs of promised deliveries.
We're seeing this whole thing just kind of stall.
Starting next Wednesday, you can log on to covidtest.gov to order 4 free testing kits per household. It's still very hard to get COVID tests.
Yes, compared to the United Kingdom, I mean, they are.
Anthony Eaton is visiting San Francisco and has noticed a marked difference.
Makes them more freely available, and the charge is nothing, so we pay national insurance, therefore they are readily available from your local chemist, superstores like that.
The rapid antigen tests will be sent by mail within 7 to 12 days after ordering. All that's required are a name and address. But Dr. Monica Gandhi of UCSF is critical of the timing and whether it's too late considering the current Omicron surge.
We could have used them before to be able to be in school and be in life, but we didn't have them. And it's going to be too late by the time they come.
Health officials are trying to better inform the public.
When should you get tested? And when should you use which kind of test?
If you have COVID, a rapid antigen test is recommended towards the end of quarantine instead of a PCR test, which can be too sensitive, detecting trace amounts of virus and can result in a false positive. But if you've been exposed, the best test is a PCR. And if you're symptomatic, you can use either an at-home or PCR test.
After this surge, it's very likely that we won't be recommending people who don't have symptoms to test.
Another option for people who buy these tests on their own, starting on Saturday, private health insurance will have to reimburse up to 8 tests per month. In San Francisco, Kenny Choi, KPIX 5.
California hospitals are seeing a spike in coronavirus patients. That number now stands at more than 13,000. That's up 44% from a week ago. More than 2,000 patients are in the ICU, and that's up 37%. California nursing homes are also experiencing a huge surge right now. Case rates are nearly 15 times higher than they were on Christmas. The pandemic has impacted every business in the Bay Area in some way, but Napa County had somewhat thrived as a local getaway until now. Andrea Nakano shows us how the Omicron variant is hitting the hospitality industry once again.
This is not just about people not feeling comfortable about dining out or traveling. Businesses are short staffed, and some restaurants are not even getting their deliveries to be able to serve their customers.
Burnout, COVID burnout.
Aaron Escalera owns Red Rock Cafe in Napa. It opened in 1976 and is a well-known local spot for burgers and barbecue. This week, without any notice, one of her suppliers missed a shipment.
Another meat producer, Toner's, just didn't have a delivery, and we're just left us in the lurch. And if it wasn't for the other smaller guy, I would have been in big trouble.
It's a predicament many in the restaurant industry have experienced in the last couple of weeks.
The supply chain stuff and inflation is definitely a headache and tough for everybody.
Dutch Door in downtown Napa serves up sandwiches and salads. The cost to do business has more than tripled in some cases.
I just ordered compostable salad bowls that used to be about 20 cents each, and now they're over 70 cents.
Restaurant owners say customers have been understanding about having to raise the prices.
But we're still losing money at this point. So, you know, we're just, it's tough. It's really tough all around.
And with declining sales since the new year, many fear it's going to take a while longer to get back to business as usual.
Just patience is key, probably. That's really the important thing. You know, a lot of folks I know are kind of getting back to normal, but for restaurateurs, it's been like 2 years of really challenging times, and it's not getting any easier.
In Napa, Andrea Nakano, KPIX 5.
California's new COVID workplace rules are now in effect as of yesterday, and they change policies for employee testing and mask wearing. According to Cal/OSHA, if employees are exposed in the workplace, at-home tests will no longer be allowed. Instead, a test must go to a lab, or an employee can test in front of a supervisor or healthcare worker. Cal/OSHA is also tightening the rules for face coverings. Fabric masks worn in the workplace must pass the light test. That means light must not pass through when they are held up to a light source. In developing news, we are learning about an apparent crime spree in San Francisco. Home invasion robbers targeted homes in several different neighborhoods all within a few hours. KPIX5's Betty Yu spoke with the victims and shows us the new video.
They really try to get in through where the lock opening area is.
William Tan was at home with his mother last Tuesday when would-be intruders tried to break in through the front door in the outer Richmond.
He was barking and yelping the whole entire time.
William believes it's what ultimately deterred the crooks. Around the same time, a neighbor's Ring camera a few houses down captured a gray Infiniti parked out front. A person gets out and walks up to the door and knocks.
I could hear tools clanking in his jacket. He went up and knocked on our neighbor's door, and this is all in our video. Thankfully, he didn't get in because they're elderly shut-ins, and they must have come to the door because he went back to his car, and then they came up the block and hit our neighbor four or five doors up.
I'm like shocked, you know, like around this neighborhood, it's usually quiet.
Security video just one street over on 30th and Fulton shows a gray Infiniti backing into the driveway of an apartment complex about 10 minutes later. Using what appears to be a tool, two suspects break the gate, and then a third one follows. A resident who was home at the time said they hit three units in about 10 minutes. You can see the suspects rush out of the complex with bags in hand. Earlier that same morning, about 5 miles away in the Outer Mission Ingleside neighborhood, a gray Infiniti is seen backing into the driveway. Two sisters were inside at the time. The suspects broke the metal gate and forced their way in.
I hid in the closet because I didn't know what to do. I was really scared.
Video shows three suspects wearing what appears to be the same clothes, running into the getaway car with stolen items.
They're doing it in broad daylight. And they don't care if we're in those homes or not. They don't care if there are seniors there or children there. They're just going in to take and taking things. But I mean, this is not acceptable at all, at any level.
In San Francisco, Betty Yu, KPIX 5.
At 6:10, and San Pablo police are out with new body camera video of the moment officers shot and killed a man carrying a BB gun.
Let me see your hands. Let me see your hands.
The officers were responding to a store clerk's report last month. He said a man was in the parking lot loading and unloading what looked like a gun. Now police pulled the man over in nearby North Richmond. They say the man came out of the truck with blood on his hands and was holding the BB gun to his chest and turning towards the officers. That's when four officers opened fire.
Let me see your hands. Put them up. Put them up. Put your hands up.
It turned out later that the man was carrying a BB gun, and all four officers are on paid administrative leave. San Pablo police are investigating, along with a Contra Costa district attorney and sheriff's department. A procession was held for an Alameda County sheriff's recruit who died in a freeway shooting. Chopper 5 was overhead as the body of David Nguyen was taken from an Oakland coroner's office to a funeral home in Colma yesterday. Nguyen had been set to graduate from the Sheriff's Training Academy in February. On the night of January 4th, he was driving home from training when he was shot along a Highway 580 ramp in Oakland. Now the sheriff's office is offering a $10,000 reward for information leading to the killer. And a live look out at our Bay Area bridges right now. California is set to receive nearly $850 million this year from the feds to repair and improve some 1,500 bridges across the state over the next 5 years. Now the state will get a total of $4.2 billion for upgrades. This is part of a nationwide effort to repair and replace bridges. The government's bridge program is one of the largest sources of spending in the recently enacted infrastructure package. Now, more than $27 billion will be allocated based on how much it would cost to fix crossings in the worst condition.
With this investment, we're sending a message to those communities and to the people who call them home. You matter. We're building back and building back better with you.
Congresswoman Jackie Speier is talking up the Infrastructure Act. She says it will help ease traffic-congested freeways and pay for other projects on the peninsula. For her part, San Bruno's mayor says some of the money will go toward a bike and pedestrian connector near Fashion Island Boulevard.
If this project is built, for the first time, the city of San Mateo and the city of Foster City will be connected with a dedicated separate bikeway to the Hayward Park Caltrain station.
Congresswoman Speier also praised Samtrans for embracing green technology for its buses. The federal money is supposed to help it move closer to a zero emission fleet by 2038.